Where we left off, I'm reviewed it. The one who holds a sickle, the tovila. What does tovila mean? Very good. Reaping tool, go ahead. And he's going to go and what? Cut off the palm tree of Mr. X that he dissolved the minute that he bought it from him. Go ahead. He's believed. Mehaman. Excellent. Excellent. My timer. There's no way a guy's going to be a big enough b'chutzav to cut down something that's not his own tree. Must be that if he went into someone's property and cut down the tree, that's an indicator that what? That it must be his tree. Very good. This is the Gemara we have on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We had a Gemara similar to this on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. In fact, the Rashbam here on the spot says, I already was Masbir the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. If you look back at the Gemara, take a look back, guys, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara presented to us that if there is a man that squats on a piece of land for 2 years, that does not establish chazakah. 2 years doesn't do the job. You need three. What happens during that period of 2 years? He ate a lot of payers. He consumed a lot of payers. What's the din? So Gemara says, Alam Gimlum and Bez in the name of Nachman, Hadra or Hadra Peri. He must give back the land. He must pay back the payers that he ate during those 2 years because it wasn't his land. Then the Gemara pointed out in the name of Zvid, Alam Gimlum and Bez, that if he claims payers yaradati, he's believed. If he says that I was eating the fruit as a sharecropper, then he has nemonis. How does he have nemonis? The Gemara says, lo chatzif, just like we just pointed out in the name of Yehuda. It's interesting. On Lamed Vov, same Rav Yehuda. Just like someone goes down and cuts down a tree, is believed because of lo chatzif. So too, if a guy says payers yaradati, he's believed. And he doesn't have to pay the back payers. That's the Gemara Lamed Gimel Beis. Interesting though, our Gemara has an interesting concept, and that is that our Gemara Lamed Gimel Beis says the word gazar. What does the word gazar mean? Cut down the tree. However, many of the Rishonim change it, namely Tosfos, changes the Girsa Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tosfos Ezlus is the Igdere Ledikla. And you have to change the word the Gazar to what? To Gadar. Gadar means the fruit. So let's get that down. Tosfos writes that when we talk about our Gemara, we are talking about a situation. Tosfos says that if a man goes into someone's fruit and cuts down the fruit, goes into someone's property, cuts down the fruit, he's believed. Tosa says, Gadar Peiris. You are Neman. Why are you Neman? Based on the din of Lo Chatzif. Lo Chatzif Inish. However, Tosa says it cannot be that a guy would cut down a tree. That's incorrect. Cannot be that someone would go in and cut down a tree. Tosa says that's dead wrong. In fact, I wanted you to see the Rishash and Rabbi Yaakov Emden. They point out that our Gemara on Daf Lamed Vov has to be read in light of Lamed Gimel. Tosos changed Lamed Gimel to Gadar. You must change our Gemara as well. And it doesn't mean cut down the what? The tree. It means only the Peiris. So the Rishash and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, read our Gemara on Lamed Vov, based on the Gemara Lamed Gimel Beis, and we already amended Lamed Gimel Beis. At least Tosos had a different Girsa. So you have to read our Gemara as well, because according to Tosfos, Gadar Peiris is Lo Chatzif. Achein, however, Lo Al Ktzitzis Ha'ilan. The actual cutting down a tree. You can't say, oh, you sold me the tree to cut it down. That's Lo Chatzif Inish. No one has the chutzpah to say that. Why not? So Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Beis presented the following. He points out the following Chiddush. He says, only by payers do we find people that sell their fruit, the rights to their fruit. We don't find people that sell people the right to cut down your tree. Ein derech b'nei adam limkor lakutz. We don't find people that sell trees to cut it down. They might sell their trees that you can have the fruit on the tree, but they don't sell you the rights to what? They don't sell you the rights to cut down the tree. And Tosas brought a raya. What was Tosas raya in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis? Tosas raya was from a Gemara in Baba Kama that Tosas quotes on Daf Tzadi Aleph from a Beis that states, what happens if I go over to someone and I say, you killed my ox, you cut down my tree, and the fellow responds, yes, I did, but you told me to. You gave me permission to. You instructed me to do it. So the Gemara first says, putter, in Baba Kama, and then the Gemara backs out of that and says, lo shavak dachai l'kobiria. That's ridiculous. That means any guy can go around and start damaging someone's property and say, oh, well, you told me to, and you could simply get out of it. That's ridiculous. So the Gemara says, there's no way you could be putter. And the Gemara there says that he's not putter. He's chayiv to pay. He's mechuyiv to pay. We assume he's mechuyiv to pay. Now Tosas says, I don't understand. Why would he be mechuyiv to pay? Why is he not believed with a migu? He should be believed with a migu. What's the migu? What's the migu he should be believed with? He said, his first claim was, you told me to what? You told me to cut it down. He could have been believed with a migu that what you sold me to what? To cut down. So you see that what? You see that since you don't have that migu, you see that you don't have that migu, therefore what? It's not a legitimate claim. We never say lo chatzitz. Lo chatzitz, according to Tosan, k'titzitz ha'ilim. Because if we did, then you could have had a migu. Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, the guy has to pay there. If I tell Michael, why'd you cut down my tree? But he says, Rebbe, you told me to cut it down. He's not believed, Michael. He's got to pay me. Lo shavak b'chai kobir. Anyone could run around destroying someone's property and say, oh, you told me to. Why is Michael not believed? He had a migu to say that, Rebbe, you sold it to me to cut down. Obviously, you see that claim is not legitimate. That's what Tosas brings a riot. So Tosas shita is, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, let's get it, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We are discussing a case. You want to establish chazaka? And that's exactly what our Gemara is saying. I'm a Rav Yehuda. If you hold a sickle and you hold a rake for reaping, and you say that I'm going to go and what? Cut down the fruit in the palm tree of Mr. X that I bought it from, then I'm believed because of lo chatzav inish. But it's only on the payers. It's not on the act of cutting down the tree. And the Rosh Hashanah from Yaakov Emden back up Tosfos that just like Tosfos changed the gear on Lamed Gimel Beis, you must change the gear on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph to say that it's referring to cutting down what? Cutting down the payers, but not the tree itself. Okay. However, there is a Rashba that I wanted you to see on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And the Rashba points out the following Kiddush. The Rashba writes on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Rashba says, I disagree with you. The Rashba says that the Pshat in the Gemara is literally on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that he's going down to cut the tree. He writes, Beferish, he's going down to cut the tree. And if he's going down to cut the tree, he's believed. The Rashba says, Afilu al kitzitzat ha'ilan. He is believed, you say, lo chatzav. And he's believed to say that it's his. Alach alamaisa. So we have a very clear machlekes Tosis in the Rashbam. Tosis in the Rashba. How does the Rashba get out of the raya of Tosis? The Gemara said, Beferish in Baba Kama. The Gemara says, Beferish in Baba Kama. That you need what? This is not a legitimate claim. Otherwise, you would add a miku. How does a Rashba get out of Tosis Raya? So the Rashba himself says, Sarich Amira. What does that mean, Sarich Amira? Before you go up and do your act of cutting down the tree, you must stand up and proclaim that that is my tree. I was sold the tree and I'm cutting it down. You must proclaim a declaration before you get up and do it. There's a requirement of having an Amira, the Rashba writes. Tosfos argues. Tosfos in the very next Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the small Tosfos, Dibra Maskil, the E, I believe it is. Tosfos Dibra Maskil, Lo Chatzav, rather. The second Tosfos says you don't need an Amira. You don't have to do it in public. You can even do it B'tznias. So the Tosfos we find, argues and says, lo tzarich amira. You can even do it privately. You can do it privately. You don't have to do it in public. You don't have to proclaim it. You just can't do it b'derech geneva, Tosfos said. Right? There are three levels. You could do it b'derech geneva. You could do it b'tzina. You could publicize it in public. So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, that according to Tosfos, you do not need an amira. According to Rashi, you need an amira. So what emerges is a double machlokes. Number one, do you say l'chatzif on what? Cutting down a tree? Or do you only say it by peiros? Tosfos says only regarding the peiros. The Rashi applies to cutting down the tree, number one. Number two, there is a machlokes in order to what invoke l'chatzif. Do you need to make a proclamation before you actually do it? According to Tosfos, you do not. You do not. Just lo tzarich amira. Lo tzarich amira. Rak. Shelo yeh derech geneva. Shelo yeh derech geneva. And it shouldn't be derech geneva. That's all you need according to Tosfos. But you don't need according to Rashi. You need an amira. So there's a double machlokes here between the Rashi and Tosfos. So how does the Rashi get out of the raya of Tosfos? What did Tosfos say in Baba Kama? What did Tosfos say in Baba Kama? What did Tosfos say from the Gemara Baba Kama? Do we see from the Gemara Baba Kama that what? Tzitzis Seyulin is not acceptable because otherwise he would add a migu. The guy that I told Michael, why'd you cut my tree down? He says, Rebbe, you told me to cut it down. Michael has to pay me. Why? He has a migu to say that I sold it to him to cut down. You see that claim is not legitimate. According to Rashba, it is legitimate. So why does Michael have to pay? What's the answer? Because you didn't do an amira. Let's get it. The Rashba says you didn't do an amira. The Gemara and Baba Kama, Lo Tzarich Amira. Gemara says, not Lo Tzarich, you didn't do an Amira. Lo Asa Amira. You didn't do an Amira. So since you didn't do an Amira, you cannot invoke Lo Chatzif. But theoretically, if you did an Amira, you could do Lo Chatzif. So what does Rashi do with our Gemara and Lama Gimelum Beis? What did the Gemara say, Yaakov and Lama Gimelum Beis? That if a guy says, what, Hadra Ara, Hadra Peiri, if he only squats on the land for 2 years, he loses the land, he's got to pay for the back payers. What happens if he says, Peiri Shiradati? He's believed. All right, where was the Amira? Where was the Amira? What's the answer? According to Rosh, we always needed what? You always need an Amira to invoke Lachatzin. Where's the Amira? What's the answer we said according to Rosh? You were there so many years. Okay, it wasn't 3 years, but it was years, a year or two, wasn't a day. We treat as if there was an Amira. So the Gemara of Baba Kama looks lo asa Amira. And our Gemara, Gemara B'daf Lamed Gimel, we assume you're on Zman Aruch. You're on there a long enough time, Zman Aruch. It's Kilu Shahaya Amira. It's Kilu that there was an Amira. It's Kilu that there was an Amira. Okay? We got this? We just reminded how the Rashba took care of our Gemara and Gemara Baba Kama. And what emerges is a fundamental machlokes Tosfos and Rashba. Double machlokes. Number one, does Lochatzav apply to cutting down a tree, or is it limited there, but also to invoke Lochatzav Dini Nimir? What's the lomdus? What's the lomdus? The lomdus is as follows. Tosfos laid down a principle. Only a few people sell trees to cut them down. Most people just sell the what? The fruit. That's a fact. The question is lo chatzif a holchacha gedayla? Is it a chazaka gedayla? Is it like a ruba de lesa kaman, a strong rove? You know what a ruba de lesa kaman means? A statistical rove? Most women give birth at 9 months. Most people that, God forbid, are shot and killed, were healthy when they were shot and killed, and therefore the Rotzeich, Eschayiv Misa, wasn't a treifa. There are Ruba de Lesekans, there are statistical roles. What is Lochatzif? According to the Rashba, Lochatzif Lamaisa is such a powerful concept that you need an Amira to implement it, but once you implement it, it is powerful. And even though on the facts are that there's a minority of people that sell trees to cut down, but lemaisa, when a guy says it, it's a hochacha gedayla. So according to the Rashba, let's write it down. It's a hochacha gedayla. Hochacha gedayla. Vitzarich amira. You need amira kedayla hafil, it says. You need a mirror in order to activate it. You need a mirror in order to activate it. But once you activate it, even if there's a small amount of people that do this, if a guy did it, you can assume that he was what? He was takasol the tree. No guy would be such a mechutzah to go into someone's property and cut the tree down. Must be that it's his. That's why I call it like it's a ruba delesa kaman. Even though a small amount of people do it, but once a guy does it, it's like slam dunk that he had to have been sold it to cut it down. So, but you need, in order to invoke it and activate it, what do you need? You need an emir. Tosfos, on the other hand, says, I'm sorry. Tosfos says, lo chatziv is not necessarily a hochacha kedoyla. And it has to be gauged commensurate of what people do. And what do people do? Do people buy fruit? Do they sell trees for the fruit, or do they sell trees also to cut it down? What do people actually do? They only sell the tree for what? For the fruit. So since it's a small amount of people that really are what? Sell trees to what? To cut them down? You know what? Tosfos says, I'm sorry. You cannot invoke lo chatziv in that case. It has to be gauged and commensurate. The barometer is what people do. So according to Tosfos, lo chatziv is maybe not a hochacha gdola. Hochacha ktsas, we'll call it. Hochacha ktsas. It's a little bit of a raya. What do I mean by it's a little bit of a raya? It has to be measured on what people actually do. And what people actually do is they buy and sell trees for the purposes of fruit. They don't buy and sell trees for the purposes to cut it down. And therefore, lo chatziv, you might not need an emira to use it, but it can only be used rak lawat, rak lapeiris, lo lawat, lo lekitzitza sa'ilon. Lo lekitzitza ha'ilon. Okay? Now, this gets into another discussion. Let's mention just very quickly the isser of Baal Tashkis. You know, Baal Tashkis is an isser to cut down a fruit tree. That's an isser d'oraisa for no reason. According, that's a pasuk in Chumash. If you throw out food for no reason or you waste items, is that an isser d'oraisa Baal Tashkis? The Rosh says it is. The Rambam writes it's only isser d'rabbanan. Still isser. The question is, what's the scope of Baal Tashkis? Now, if you need to have wood, it's an interesting discussion. If you need wood, are you allowed to cut down a fruit tree? It's an interesting discussion, okay? It's very interesting. In fact, the Gemara even has an element of sakana. Gemara says above a comma that there's a story where someone's child was nifter because they cut down a fruit tree. There's an element of sakana that the poskim talk about with cutting down what? Cutting down fruit trees. But the Gemara has exceptions when it's okay, when it's not okay. If you need the space, maybe. So that's an interesting discussion, you need the wood. So I'm just bringing it up. If you'd ask me, Rebbe, why is it? I'm just saying, why is it that the minority of people only sell trees to cut it down? Why do people only sell trees for the fruit? Maybe it's because of the Isser of Baal Tashkis. Maybe it is because of the Isser of Baal Tashkis. People don't sell, we don't stomp cut down trees. If you need the space, then many posts can say it's okay, but maybe that's the reason why the numbers are such that they are. That the selling of trees is only for fruit and not for ktsitsa sa'ila. Perhaps. So please get this down. It's very important. The same machlekes Rashman Tyson Lamagimel base will be echoed here as well. Could very well be. Our Gemara said Befeirish, as you read it very nicely, Michael, it said Lemigzar Dikla. Lemigzar is like the Rashba, no? What does it say in Bayes there? Lemigdar. It quotes the Yavitz, Reb Yaakov Emden. So you're going to have to switch it. So it's just interesting. We're so used to saying Tosos, but the bottom line, the Girsas that we have in the Gemara, both in Lamed Gimel and Bayes, and Lamed Vav Amud, is like the Rashba. Yes?
We always assume that Zman Aruch is Kilu, like a Mira?
That's what the Rashba's take is. The guy's been working on it enough. So then we assume that you could say what lo chatziv, as if he proclaimed it.
We have that concept all over.
No, not necessarily, but the Rashba says, I'll be smart, and it makes sense. The guy's been working on it more than one day. He's been working on it a few months, a year or two. Then it's Kilu, he proclaimed everyone. He's proclaimed everyone. So you can invoke that's what the Rashba says. That's how the Rashba's Masbar. Our Gemara, and he gets out of the Gemara of Baba Kama like that. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I don't know that Rashi doesn't just agree to Tosfos regarding when you're just cutting down the fruit that you wouldn't need a mirror. And that the Rashi was only saying that you require a mirror when you're cutting down the
fruit. Because he argues. He says you need a mirror all the time.
Says it always, not
always. Always you need a mirror. Always he says you need a mirror. All the time. Whereas you're suggesting maybe he says you only need a mirror by Ketzitis Adeko? I don't think so. It's not mashma.
And they would really agree by a case of just regular.
Yeah, I hear you. It's not mashma. It's mashma from the Rashi, but you need a mirror all the time. Seems that way.
He's commenting on a different case.
I understand, but in order to activate it, he would assume that you need a mirror. So Michael wants to say maybe the Rashi only argues by Ketzitis Ailin. But I'm saying Tosa says the whole thing is wrong. It doesn't apply to Ketzitis Ailin. I mean, the Rashi will only say when you have an Amira, then it will work by Ketzitis Ailin. Don't get that impression. Get that impression that he's saying two things. I argue on the scope, and I also require Amira by both. Okay? Good point, but that's possible. I think this is the shot in the Rashi, but it's a double machlik. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara now on Lamed Vav et Aleph. Go ahead, Michael. Let's go.
Okay.
Now, this next din, we'll wait till tomorrow on a Ritva. Okay? Let's just see the Gemara of the din. Okay, tomorrow I wanted to get to the sugya about Orla. Tomorrow we'll mention a Ritva on this next Gemara. But let's see this next Gemara. Go ahead.
Okay, so
Ezrat Hashem, go ahead. Oh, what does this mean? There's a man that's what? That's being machzik miguda da rodi. What's guda da rodi? Let's say you have a field, and many times they will build a fence. Let's just say here, you have this whole, let's say the desk is a whole field, and he'll build the fence right here, and he'll leave the end of it, this strip here, he'll leave open, because there are animals on the public thoroughfare that will eat things. And therefore what? He doesn't want to put the fence at the end because the animals might start to break in his fence and try to get in his property. So he'll leave this patch open for them to eat. And therefore, Lamaisa, the animals from the main thoroughfare from Rosh Hashanah won't break his fence. Because they have this patch. They have this strip here. Lo and behold, there's a fellow who starts working on this patch, this strip. Will that man be able to establish chazak on that strip? Says Rav Yehuda, he will not be able to. Because the man is machzik on the edge. Miguda da rodi. The guda da rodi means of the animals, the mules, right? The donkeys. Ulabar and outside. Lo alechazaka. My timer, go ahead.
My timer. Memra Amar. Kol dizar nami arudi achagoy.
Yeah, in other words, he doesn't care. Remember we said in order to create a chazaka, you must afford the possibility for what? For the Murakama to be Moicha. Why does the Rashbam say the guy will never be Moicha? Because why? No, why will he never be Moicha? Because why? Anything that the guy plants is going to be eaten up by animals what in the thoroughfare. The whole point of showing demonstrative that I'm the owner of the land is that I plant things, I'm going to harvest it, it's going to develop. This stuff's never going to be harvested and be developed. Because there's going to be other animals that are hopping it. So I could care less if a guy's focusing on this patch. And what? And trying to what? To show demonstratively that it's his. Because you can't show halakhically demonstratively it's yours. Because other animals are going to what? Are going to eat from it. So therefore I'm not going to be moicha. So therefore if I'm not going to be moicha, I cannot create a chazaka. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, there's a very interesting ritva that Fezer Shem will see tomorrow. Okay? But that's the second dinner of you today. Vaiter now, Mike. Let's get to the din now.
Okay, so
we want to focus on, go ahead. Oh, what does the Bach say? Achla Achla Orla Shviz Vikilaim Eina Chazaka. Right? Right? We don't have Shviz. He adds on Shviz Vikilaim. Go ahead. Tani Nami Hachi.
Tani Nami Hachi.
Very good. Okay, so let's be makdim exactly what these categories are. Right? Before we get into the details of the Sugi decision. What is Orla? Orla is, let's get it clear. Orla is the following. The first 3 years of a fruit tree are called Orla. The fruit that emerges, the first 3 years of a fruit tree are called Orla. Usually it doesn't happen so much, but it can. Usually it takes 4 or 5 years for fruit to emerge. The fourth year is called Netta Ravai, which is the Din of Maisa Sheni, which is what? You take it up to Yerushalayim, you can eat the fruit there, or if it's too heavy for you to carry, you redeem it onto coins, take the coins up to Yerushalayim, and you buy what? You buy Korban Shlomi, you buy salami sandwiches, you buy beverages, right? The din of Maisa Sheni. That's the din of Maisa Sheni, is the din of Pidyon, is the din of Netta Ravai. Okay, but the first 3 years, there's a din called Orla. Orla is Aser Ba'achila Uba'hano. It's a pasuk in Chumash. It's Aser to eat and Aser to derive benefit. Deriving benefit is what? Selling it for profit, feeding it to your dog. Orla is a pasuk in Chumash. Orla is Aser where? In Eretz Yisrael. What about Orla in Chutz La'aretz? Mutter Aser. Aser. What's the marker? Gemara and Brachas. Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Orla Beretz Yisrael is Aser Vachil Aser Vahana. Orla in Chutz La'aretz is also Aser. But it's considered to be what? Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. V'Chutz La'aretz is Aser V'Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Aser Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. And it's Aser both. Hoshub Shad Aser Vachil and Vahana. Hoshub Shad. Okay. L'Maisa. But it's Aser. Orla is Aser. Now there's an interesting, I want you just to know this. There's a fascinating Rashi. Let me ask you. The fruit that's grown the first 3 years, does that fruit become Aser forever and ever or not? What do you say? Say an orange tree. The orange tree, the first 3 years of the oranges. Zach, is that orange Aser? What do you say? Does that Aser, does an orange become Aser forever? Of course. It was grown in the first 3 years, it remains Aser forever. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says, and that's the way we paskin. Rabbeinu Tam in Kedushin says, Rabbeinu Tam says in Kedushin, pre shall orla aser lioilum. There's a collector's item sheet of Rashi in Kedushin and Lamechesim and Aleph. Rashi says, no, after the third year, the Isser goes up in smoke, it evaporates. Rabbeinu Tam says, what? Where'd the Isser go? Lehechen paka. But Rashi is an amazing shita. It's only Aser, Rak Aser, B'toch, Shalosh Shanim. Very fascinating, no? After the third year, the Isser, it evaporates. Frak Rabbeinu Tam, Isser, Lehechen Aloch. Okay. So we have the din of Orla, that's regarding Orla. Okay. Kiloi Kerem. Let's be Makdim Kiloi Kerem. What is Kiloi Kerem? Kiloi Kerem. There are three subcategories. Let's get it. Kilayim. Okay? Kilayim, we have three subcategories. Number one, Kiloy Zroim. What's Kiloy Zroim? Mixing, let's say, barley and wheat seeds. Zroim. Kiloy Zroim. Barley and wheat seeds. Rak, Aser, where? The Eretz Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. A lot of guys don't know this. Chutz La'aretz, Kiloy Zroim is Mutter. Zroim, seeds, barley, wheat, Mutter. In Chutz La'aretz. Only Eretz Yisrael Aser. Number two, Kiloy Kerem. Mixture of wheat and grapes. Where is that Aser? That's Aser in Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael. Bachila. Right, it's good. We're doing Yom Yisroel, Yom Atzmut, or the day before Yom Atzmut. Kiloy Kerem Aser Beretz Yisrael, Ubechutz La'aretz. But in Chutz La'aretz, write this down: Rak Aser Midrabanan. Why did they Aser Midrabanan in Chutz La'aretz? Because it's very chamor. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Aser Achila and Hana. Just gonna write that down: Achila and Hana. Achila and Hana. Kiloy Yisroel. If I'm not mistaken, I gotta look. Let me look into that for tomorrow. I think it's only Aser Ba'achilu, not Bahano. It's not Aser at all. And the reason why I'm saying it is that wasn't Aser in Chutz La'aretz. You follow me? Kiloy Kerem, which is Aser Ba'achilu and Hana, is very chamor, so they Asered it even in Rabban in Chutz La'aretz. And not allowed to plant wheat and grapes next to each other, or together in Chutz La'aretz. The Rabbanan. Eretz Yisrael D'oraisa. Let's add on to this, please. Kiloy Kerem, there's two tracks, which we'll get to between Eretz and Tosos. There's something called Zeruah Mi'Ikara. What is Zeruah Mi'Ikara? You put the seeds in together. You put the wheat and the grape seeds together. That's Asur B'Hashrasha. As soon as it takes root, Zeruah Mi'Ikara, Asur B'Hashrasha. It's Asur with taking root. Number two, Zeruah Uba. What's Zeruah Uba mean? Let's say the stalks of wheat have grown already. They're already there. Then you plant the grape seed next to it. When does it become usher? Only if it grows another 1/200th. That's called zroa uba. Zroa uba means it was already there. The wheat stalk was already there, and I plant a grape seed with it. When does it become usher? When you add 1/200th to it. Meaning when it grows 1/200th. Zroa uba is usher. Echad b'masayim. Has to grow another 1/200th in order for it to be usher. And then there is a third category. What's that third category? What's that third category? Kiloi ilonos. Kiloi ilonos. Grafting. Right? What's the most famous example, at least that I know of grafting, is a nectarine. Nectarine is a grafting of a plum and a what? Plum? No. Plum and a what?
Peach.
Plum and a peach. Right? Kiloi ilonos. Kiloi ilonos are usher bein beretzro bein chutzrots midiraisa. Usher b'chol olam midiraisa. It's usher even for non-Jews. Usher b'chol olam afilu la'akum. It's not one of the shemits benoch that the chayim nisan, but we paskin like the Tana that says they kept it. It's usher. We're allowed to eat it. There's no isra achila and hana from fruits that come from grafting. Nectarines, how else could we eat? Even non-Jews can eat it. It's not Isra Machal Zasurus, but it's Isra to do. So, Kiloi Ilonos, Asum Cholola Fil Akum, Achei Mutter Bahila Bahana. Mutter Bahila Ubahana.
How do you get it?
I always think to myself, though, why should it be permissible? Why don't we ask for the eating of nectarines? Because if everyone stopped eating it, then no one would plant it. Right?
How do you get it?
I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean, how do you get it?
I mean, like,
people are over the Isser. Oh. But I'm just saying, if everyone would stop eating nectarines, maybe people would stop grafting them. I don't know. Okay. It's a kasha. Not really a kasha, but okay. Because it's never going to happen that the whole world's going to stop eating nectarines, right? But nonetheless, kiloi ilonos. These are the three categories, guys. Let's get it. This is the introduction of what oral is. This is the introduction of what the concept of kiloi is. Fine. And number three, the Lach of Shviz. Shviz is Aser B'charish, Aser B'avodah Sakarka. It's Aser B'avodah Sakarka. You know, on Shviz here, and you're destroyed, you cannot work the land at all. None whatsoever. Okay? Okay. Now I ask you, the Gemara begins by stating is what, Michael? It says, if you eat Orla and the Bach added on Shviz and what? And Kiloi Kerem is not a chazaka. We call a brisa that it's not a chazaka. Yes?
Yeah.
Let's see the Rashbam inside, guys. Okay? Let's see the Rashbam. Zach, let's see the Rashbam. Go ahead. Achal Orlo.
Achal Orlo. Achal Mina Shalosh Shanim. Havish Shnat Orlo. In a chazaka. Lo Ichbad Leila Baal Sadeh Bishnat Orlo. Buchachal Micha.
Oh. So if one of the years is an Orlo year, it's not a chazaka. Because he doesn't care. Why doesn't he care? Why doesn't he care to protest? Because he can't use the thing himself. So what do you care if someone else eats it? Go ahead. Lekach what? Therefore doesn't protest. The Kol Shekain.
Kol Shekain Mishloshan Shnei Orla.
Kol Shekain of all 3 years Orla. It's not good. Go ahead.
Orla v'kalayim achilatam b'yisr. Shvit. B'yisr. Shvit hefker. Lekol. Lekach lo micha.
Velo. So he gives you one reason for what? Orlin and what? Orlin kilayim is because it's achilat isr. And Shviz, he says, is Hefker. So it's Hefker anyway. Why should you protest? Everyone owns it. Go ahead. Excellent. And Rabbi Nachanan had a completely different Gersa. What was his Gersa? Like we'll see in the Tosfos, is that it was a Chazak, and for some reason Rashbam doesn't like it. We're going to have to see why Rashbam doesn't like it. We have to try to see he doesn't like the Gersa. But I'm just pointing out, if you hold like Rabbi Nachanan, you're going to have to change the Gersa to the Brice as well, obviously. Okay? Does everyone cop that? If you have the Gersa, if you change the Gersa to the Chazak, you're going to have to change the Gersa to the Brice, then it also will say Chazak and not Ain a Chazak. Okay. So we have this Chiddush of the Rashbam, and let's get it down. The Rashbam is Mechadish to us, basically, that Achilas Isser Ain a Chazak. Right? And therefore, why should he protest? And by Shviz, he says it's Hefker Lakol. V'Shviz, Hefker Lakol. Therefore, why should he what? Why should he protest? Everyone got this? Mordechai, you got this? Okay. The Torah Chaim asks on the Rashba.
Wouldn't you have thought that it's the same svara for all three?
Alan, wouldn't you have thought it'd be the same svara for all three? Wouldn't you have thought it'd be the same svara for all three? For Orla Vikilayim, we're saying that what? We're saying that it's considered to be what? It's considered Bechilas Isser. And he says Hefker is considered to be Hefker, is a new reasoning. It's Hefker Lakol. Wouldn't you have thought all three have to be the same reasoning? That's what the Torah Chaim asks on the Rashma. Number one, Kasha. He asks. Let's get it down. Rashbam sets it up that's not symmetrical. Number two, even if the Rashbam is right, wouldn't you have thought that Shvi should be last on the list? Seth, where's Shvi's on the list? It's in the middle, no? Strange, you splice it like that? Orla, on the bookends. You mean the bookends? Orla and Kilayim, the bookends, are Achilas Isser, and Shvi's in the middle is Hefker. Those are the two kashas the Torah Chaim writes. Therefore, the Torah Chaim argues on the Rashbam. And he says, a whole new shot. Writes the Torah Chaim that it is Achilas Isser. All three of them are Achilas Isser. Torah Chaim writes, Shviz is talking about a case you planted B'Isser. So if you planted B'Isser, the food that emerges, the fruit or vegetables that emerge on Shviz, because you're planting are Usser. They are Usser. Zara B'Isser B'Shviz. And then he gives another reason, and he says, maybe it was Svichin. Does everyone know what Svichin is? Svichin are sprouts that grow on their own. You know, fruits and vegetables can grow on their own sometimes. Svichin are Usser. They're also been Rabbanim to eat. But certain times of the year, Svichin are Mutter. Certain times of the year, Svichin are Mutter. So the Torah Chaim writes that you acted in a manner you were Meshamer. The Svichin, Achlu Svichin, Svichin Achlu, the Ofen Shel Meshumar. An Ofen that it was what? That it was guarded. And that it was washed. You're not allowed to what? You can eat your food. You can eat Shviz. Shviz is Hefker Lakol. But once you sow demonstrably that it's mine, say you build a fence, or you bring it into your home, that's usher to do. You're not allowed to show the macho dude that it's my food. If I eat it as hefker, that's fine. But once I start showing that I'm guarding it, that's usher. So svichin is normally usher midrabban and sprouts. So he gives two scenarios. If you planted bisher shvi, so the fruit that comes out of the peiris usher, the peiris that come out of that are usher, our peiris are usher, peiris asurim, right? Or he says, you're talking about svichin, and svichin are what? Things that are grow out by themselves, which are usher midrabban to eat, unless it's certain periods of time during the year. So he says, it might have been a period of time that it's mutter in the year to eat, but you ate it both in shomer shumer. You're not allowed to guard the stuff. You have to eat it where it's demonstrably open to everybody. Not that you're guarding it to keep it for yourself. So what has the Torah Chaim accomplished? What has the Torah Chaim accomplished? That all three have a common thread to them, and that is what? Chilas Isser. Excellent. All three of them have a Chilas Isser. That's what the Torah Chaim says, a different shot than Rashba. So let's get that. Yes, Jonathan.
Can you clarify this? Svichin?
Yes, Svichin are things that, you know, there are vegetables that can grow out of the ground without you putting a seed in it. So Svichin are sprouts. So those are awesome and abundant to eat. And there are certain periods of time during the year, during that year of Shviz, that Svichin might be permissible to eat. But what I'm saying to you is that Svichin are only asum in the Rabbanan to eat. Min HaTorah der Mutterdi. But if you eat it in a manner that's Meshumar, it's Asr. So he just gives you a case that it's just an Achilas Isser. That's what I want to bring out. He's giving you two scenarios where you can have an Achilas Isser in Shviz. Either you planted the stuff, which is Asr, and any product of that planting is Asr because you weren't allowed to plant. Or number two is Svichin, which maybe mean a Torah's Mutter, but you ate in a manner which Meshumer. So if you ate in a manner that's Meshumer, it's a problem. Because you're not allowed to show that it's Hebrew mine. I can eat in a form of Hefker, but I can't show it's mine. So what the Torah Chaim creates is all three have a common theme. And all three is the common thread is that it's an Achilas Isser. Achilas Isser cannot create a Chazaka. Whereas Rashbam gave you Orla V'Kilayim, and he gave you Shviz, a new reasoning. Plus the fact Shviz was in the middle, those are the two kashas of the Torah Chaim. But I want to add on to the Rashbam. Rashbam said, what was the lashon of Rashbam? What was the lashon of Rashbam? The Rashbam said, why by Achilas Isser don't you care, Michael? Because since a guy can't derive any benefit from it anyway, why would he protest? Yes? Michael, you follow me? Chilas Isser. Why is that Chilas Isser not a Chazaka? Why? Because the guy would never protest because he can't eat it himself. Yes? Oh. The Yad Ramah says, that's what Rashbam said. Right? That's what Zach read.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah, why doesn't he care? Because he can't derive benefit.
He doesn't. You got to say why he doesn't care, Yossi. Sistam doesn't care. He doesn't care because it's Usser.
So since he can't derive benefit, what does he care if someone else does, right? The Yad Ramah adds out a line. I want you to get it. The Yad Ramah writes, Halitani na. You have a Gemara in there? This Gemara, Halitani na Rosh of Yomus. We learned a Gemara a few years ago in Bava Kama. Adaf Samech Tesimid Beis. Amazing. That says, you know what? Let the Rosh swallow the thing and let him die. It's an expression. It's an expression, but there's a sheet in the Gemara that if you see a Russia doing something, let him what? Let him eat it and let him swallow it, and if he dies, nishkeferlich. What's keferlich? It's a very, very interesting din. Gemara has a lashon in Baba Kama. I want you to get the exact lashon. It's on Samech Tes. Haliteni na Rosh of Yomus. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Lashon of the Gemara has that Gemara. Let him swallow it and he'll die. Okay? That's the lashon of the Gemara in Baba Kama. Okay, Halitini na Rosh of Yomus. Come on. Halitini na Rosh of Yomus. And Samech Tesim is Halitehu. Halitehu. Rokla Rosh of Yomus. That's the Lashon of the Gemara.
Why do you say these guys are Russian?
The Therish of Gemara. The guy's doing an Isser, he's being a Russia. Halitehu la Rosh of Yomus. Halitani, no, he's doing it on purpose. We assume we know he's doing it on purpose. Halitani Rosh of Yomus. Let him swallow it and he'll die.
Why is he rushing you?
Doing an Isser. He's doing it b'mezid. He's doing an Isser. He's doing it b'mezid. So we assume. Yeah, so we assume. Lomai, so what's this concept? Guy starts eating my oral, eating my kibbalah kerem. Of course I'm not going to protest. In fact, more than that, why should I protest? If he has the audacity to do an Aver, why should I stop him? Now, this is a separate topic that we have to discuss. How does this square with the mitzvah of Ochech Tochiach Asam Yisecha? So again, the Gemara writes in the Avamis, you have to say, if you know the guy doesn't listen to you, as long as you said it once, he refused. Now the Gemara says above Mitzvah and Daflamin, Ochech Tochiach Asam Yisecha Afilu Mea Pomin. Even 100 times you got to rebuke a guy. You're right. But if the guy's going to listen to you. You got to keep trying. But if you know for sure the guy's not going to listen to you, the Gemara writes in the Avamis, just like there's a mitzvah to say to them, it's also to be quiet. You tell him one time, and you know for sure he's not going to listen, that's it. So, Lamaisa, this phrase, Haliteyu, Rosh of Yomus, squares with Tochiach, Tochiach, Asam Yisech. Because we're assuming that you've tried once, the guy won't listen. The guy won't listen. Plus the fact, what about Lifnei Yivir, Losita, and Mikshul? What about Lifnei Yivir, Losita, and Mikshul? I mean, he's going to do it anyway. It could be that he's going to do it anyway. Lamaisa, so how am I helping? I'm not helping him. It's not literally Lifnei Yivir. Let's say if a guy asks you on Shabbos, a non-observant Yid, where directions are. What about directions? What do you say? If you give him directions, are you over Lifnei Yivir? So at first glance, you would have thought, yes. On the other hand, if you don't give him directions, maybe you're going to drive around more and be over more of an Isser. So maybe it's better to give him directions. So maybe you're not a relief neighbor. Right? What about this concept, Halitei Rosh of Yomus, Lamaisa? Maybe I shouldn't even give him directions at all. He's going to be over Halitei, he's going to be over what? He's going to be over an Isser anyway. Maybe I shouldn't give him directions. Tell him I don't know. It's an interesting discussion. You know where the post can talk about this? It's a very interesting discussion. Let's say you know there's a guy who's a ganav. He steals everyone's sandwich every day. He steals someone's sandwich every day. And then you find out who it is. Would it be prohibited, let's say, I don't know, to put some like thing in there, like really some sharp peppers, hot peppers there, right? No, I'm serious. Would that be usher or mutter? That's a big discussion. Possibly they discuss this cloud of Halitani or Rosh of Yomus. Now, God forbid, you don't want the guy to die, Chas v'Shalom. But would that be improper? I would probably recommend not to do that. Probably confront him and speak to him, you know, why do you have to keep eating my sandwiches, right? Rather than stick a real hot tamale in there that, you know, he's going to be, that'll be a real big muster schmooze to him. Whatever the case might be, the Yad Ramah adds on. I want you to get this down. The Yad Ramah writes, Achla, Aorla, Achla, Kiloyim, Eine, Chazake, Why? Not only like the Rashbam, like you said, Yossi.
Lo ichbus lei, because he's over in Isser.
It's also for me to eat, so what do I care to protest? But more than that, why would I want to protest? He's enough of a Russian, like Zach said, that he's eating. Let him keep eating. Why would I say anything at all? He adds that on. Okay. So again, if you don't afford the possibility to protest, you cannot get a chazak. You're not going to be able to create a chazak. Okay, that's the chiddush. What do you say?
Isn't this before the Torah? So wouldn't that...
Well, we say that there's a din of chiyuv tochich samisecha, but if you know the guy's not going to listen, right? What did you say?
Even it's mefurish b'torah.
We said that mutiv shi shogeg vayu mezidim. The guy shogeg, you have to say if it's mefurish b'krah. But here we're talking about this guy's a rusher. He knows it's usher. Follow me. He knows it's usher. So Yassi's saying we know there's a klal mutiv shi shogeg vayu mezidim. Better the guy be shogeg mezidim. How did that square tochich tochich samisecha? The mitzvah rebuke guy. How do those two things square? Right? On one hand, there's a mitzvah to rebuke your friend. On the other hand, the Gemara says, and they had daf lamed, mutuv, shiyu shogegin, va'al yu mezidin. It's better a guy be what? Shogeg than mezid. So you better what? You better let it go. But there's a mitzvah of techlechas amisecha. How do you square the two together? If it's an aveira that's before shbekra, the Rosh says, v'shem the valiter, you got to get up and say something. That's what the Rav was masper once. What's the reason why we give hochacha to our friends? One is to prevent the guy from sinning simply. You want him to stop sinning. But the Rav said there's another thing. You're giving moicha al achil Hashem. It's not proper that you sit back passively and you see a guy doing a veir, whether he listens to you or not. But that's only if the level of rebellion is of a level of rebellion that's horrible. What's the level of rebellion that's horrible when you're doing a veir? If it's mefurish b'kra, that's a terrible... All aveiros are terrible, but if it's a real, it's a beferish in the crowd, you have to get up and say something. So Yossi said, don't you have to get up and say something in this case? No. We've already said something to him. He's a Rashi, could care less. So you have to say, Yossi, that somehow this din is more powerful than that. There's no reason for me to go out to be mocha on that, Lamais, if he's already expected person that's a Rashi that's doing such a thing. That's what you have to say, Bipashas. Oh. So once you get that Yad Ramah down, your Ramah adds this cloud down. Okay, very good now. Now, I want you to keep in mind now, as we go to Tosfos now, why is it Lo Nira Beinai? He doesn't say why he doesn't like Rabbeinu Hananel's Girsa. Again, I want to stress to you, if you have the Girsa Chazaka, you're going to have to change the Girsa of the Brice that also says Tanei Nami Achi, that also it is a Chazaka. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Go ahead, Isaac. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Hachi Garis, okay? Let's see, Tosfos. I don't know why he doesn't say Veloni Hebrew. Why is it Veloni Hebrew? Okay, let's see. Go ahead. Hachi Garis.
Hachi Garis, Rabbeinu Hananel. Achla or Lashid Vekalayim, Havechazaka.
Right.
Nechini Lari, Nechini Kisha.
So the Re likes the Girs of Rabbeinu Hananel. So the Rashbam doesn't like it. The Re likes it. Go ahead.
Ayri Kisha Achla Zmorot Vechini.
Oh, so we're talking about you eight branches. Zmoros are branches. Now, last time I looked, human beings cannot eat branches. So what are we referring to? Behemoths. The animals. You fed your animals. We said, Orla Zasar Bachilan Hana. So the fact that you're feeding your animals must be there was, the Isser of Orla does not apply to what? The Isser of Orla and Kilayim does not apply to what? To the Zmoros. Go ahead. What does the Mishnah say there? I gave it to you, look up. What does the Mishnah say over there in Ksubis?
As long as you eat a little bit.
It says the following, that a man what? What does it say? A man, before he divorced his wife, spent a lot of money out of his own pocket on his wife's property, and does he get any money back? Well, it depends. Did you eat any of that? Did you derive any benefit from the money you put in? If you did, that's it. Finished. You put in $100,000. You got $10,000 benefit back. Finished. I'm sorry, you lost $90,000. You put in $10,000. You made $100,000. Fine. Works both ways. So that's the din. Finished. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, what was done is done. Right? I gave you the Mishnah in Ksubis. What was done was done. What's the only thing the Mishnah does say, though? That if he never ate anything, then he's allowed to take a shvua of how much he put out, and he will be able to take that in return. And the Gemara says, even if he ate, what, one fig, as long as he ate it derech kavod, right? So what do you see from this? This, go ahead. Oh, and what did Rabbi Yehuda do? He did a case. What was the case Rabbi Yehuda paskin on? What did the guy work with? Branches of what? Bundles of branches. Go ahead, and what does the Gemara point out there in Ksubis? Excellent. What does it say, Befeirish? That's considered to be what? That's considered to be a chazaka. What does that mean, it's considered to be a chazaka? What do you see from this, guys? No, we can't just read it and skim it. What do you see from this?
Branches are good.
Do you see that the guy has to derive benefit, the husband? That when he divorced her, if you derive benefit, I'm sorry. You put in $100,000, you got $10,000. Did you have benefit from the branches? Yes. And what's the Gemara prove? How do we see that what? That branches are beneficial. What's the proof that branches are beneficial? What's the proof that branches are beneficial? Our Gemara. That Cheskes Shalosh Shanim is what? Cheskes Shalosh Shanim is good. If you eat Orla Kiloi Kerem. So you see, eating branches, having your animal branches is considered to be an achila. It's beneficial. Now, did you guys notice? Did you see the Rashi in Ksubas? Did you guys notice in Ksubas? What does Rashi say in Ksubas? What does he say? You notice what Rashi says in Ksubas? He says, Harizu Chazak Garsin Hacha Uba Babasra. Rashi in Ksubas said, Harizu Chazak Garsin Hacha Uba Babasra. What do you mean, Uba Babasra? Rashi was against his grandson. Rashbam did not like the Gersa Rabbeinu Chananel, yes? Let's get that down. Rashi writes, Beferish, Garsin and Hacha Ubi Baba Basra. Rashi says, Beferish, you should have the Gersa Rizu Chazak in Ksubis and in Baba Basra. He likes Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi. Rashbam, his grandson, didn't like Rabbeinu Chananel. But I'm just pointing out, Rashi had both.
I don't understand, you could get a Chazak with the branches. It's a Chila Behemah. It's like Shachas. You can't get a Chazak with that. It's not the way people do it.
You're using it demonstratively. You're using it to dimensionally. You can't eat the fruit because not fruit, it's branches. So you're having your behemoth eat. It's not unripe. The Zmaris aren't unripe. Shachas says it didn't reach its full growth. This is its full growth. They're branches, though. They're branches. So we have to see, Lamaisa. What do you see from this? What do you see from this, Michael? Very good. What do you see so far from the Thaisis? That what?
It's considered an achila.
It's considered to be an achila, but what? When we aser orla, when we aser kilayim in the Torah, which you wrote on the board, is it aser the pre or also the eights? What do you see so far from Tisus?
Just three.
It's only the pre that's aser. Only the pre. No? Tosa's whole point is trying to say chazaka, chazaka, it cannot be an achilas iser. If it can't be an achilas iser, obviously the eights of orla and the eights of kilayim are not aser. That's Tos up till now. Vaiterzak. Let's go. The aim what?
Nilo where did Olam Garis Hacha Ina Chazaka Vhatam Kisha Achla Zmorot Hacha Kisha Achla Perut.
Yeah, no. Shehain what?
Shehain Asur.
Ulakach.
Achla Vchazaka Shlo Achla Kader Chauchlin.
Yeah, because you can't eat it. Dim Kain.
Dim Kain. Havali Tuye Ahid Hatam Nami Hacha Dair Bedina Chazaka.
Oh, so what does Tosa say? Don't tell me that here the Giris is Ina Chazaka like who the Rashbam, and over there it's a Chazaka. What's the difference? Here. Over here it's what? Paris. Over here it's Paris, and Paris is not good, therefore it's not a Chazaka. And over there it's Zmaris is good. Then the Gemara here should have what? Quoted it here, because we're talking about all the halachas of Chazaka, so we should quote Lock, Stock, and Barrel here. Right? Should quote the whole thing. No problem. Right? So therefore he didn't like this at all to say ain't a Chazaka. He does not like this. He's got to say Chazaka, Chazaka, Chazaka. If it's Chazaka, then we're talking about what? We're talking about Achla Zmaris. And he says he doesn't like the gear, so hacha ain't a chazak. And therefore you have to say we're talking about Paris. We're talking about Zmaris, and therefore it's good. Finished. Oh. Tosis is assuming achilas iser is not a chazaka, and at eight is not us an orla kiloi kerem. Viter, Zach. Let's go. Bim Taimar.
Bim Taimar the hacha mashmed is more the atzi kilayim sharu.
Oh. Here it's mashmed zroros and atzi kilayim are sharu.
Mashna mihadam.
Oh. Go ahead.
Mashna mihadam in perikol shah. Tanashi siku b'klipe or lo o b'kashin shal kilay keren chadash yutatz mikladis.
What's the case? If you have an oven, how they used to make ovens in those days? They would fire it up. They'd fire up the oven with what that had was made of clay usually, and they'd fire it up with klipei orla, shells of orla, peels of orla fruit, or straw of kilai kerim. If it's a new oven, what must you do with it? What's utats?
Break it.
You got to break it. You got to destroy it. I didn't write on the board, but the Mishnah writes in Tmura that orla you have to burn. In the midst of Sreifa. I don't know why it didn't say Yisrael. It said utats. Orla in Eretz Yisrael, it says it's one of the Nisrafin.
To break the oven.
Kilai Karen, you have to also. What'd you say?
Break the oven.
Right, you have to break the oven. But if it has orla inside of it, which was manufactured with, why don't you have to say it's a Sreifa?
You
could burn it and destroy it. Melt it down. I'm just pointing it out as a side point. I'm just saying orla has to be burnt. So does kilai karen. Let me write that down. It's a Mishnah Tmura. Sreifa, Nisrafin. You have to dispose it as a mitzvah to burn it. Nisrafin. Orla and kilai karen is a Mishnah Tmura. Elohina Nisrafin. The Mishnah lists off things you got to burn. On the list is orla and kilai karen. Orla and chutzra, it's a whole discussion whether you got to burn. Orla and Eretz Yisrael, Betheresh and Mishnah and Tmura. Eluhin and Nisrofin, Eluhin and Nikbar. The Mishnah and Tmura lists off things you got to burn, lists off things you got to bury. Orla and Kilar and Kerem are on the list. Tyson, that's a great kasha. You fire up an oven made of klipe orla and klipe kiloi kerem. It says you got to break it. I thought we said the wood was okay.
Who says that's
me? Go ahead. Vim Toma, what is it? Read again. Vim Toma, what? Mishnah, what?
Number one,
kasha. What is Tosa's whole concept here? That Zmora, eight of Kilai Kerem and Orla are mutter. Why does the Gemara say Pesachim, you gotta burn it?
Who says that's equal? The Klipim and the Zmora. Who says that's equal?
We're assuming it's part of the wood.
Why? The Klipim.
No, but I want you to say more. Let's get the kasha first. Does everyone hear the kasha? Tosa points out that Zmora is mutter, yes? If Zmora is mutter, the wood of Kilai Kerem is mutter, it's only the fruit that's usser. So why does the Gemara say in Pesachim that oven has to be destroyed? You made it out of what? You made it out of straws of Kilai Kerem. Straws of Kilai Kerem is eights. Why is it usser? Clear? Everyone got that kasha? Let me ask you. Nachlas Moshe points out. Why does Tosis only ask? Seth, you got me? Why does Tosis only ask from what? Kilai Kerem. Why doesn't he ask from Orla? You follow me? We all should have noticed this, myself included. I didn't notice it. But why does Tosis only ask from Kiloyim? It said also you made it from Klipe Orla. Well, he says, you told me, my shna, what? Hachas moros v'atzi Kiloyim shari. Why are you only focus on Kiloyim? What about Orla? Everyone hear our kasha? So Nachlas Moshe and the Rabbeinu Yoina point out that you know why Tosis doesn't ask from Orla? I'll tell you why. The kasha doesn't get off the ground by orla. Why not? Because orla is only usher by a pri. And klipos are usher because they're considered to be part of the pri. They're considered to be part of the pri. Again, klipim of fruit. Klipe, orla are usher, biglau, shehem, peris. That's why it's usher. It's not considered to be zmoris. But Kiloi Kerem, the Eitzim, the Kashim are Mutarim, right, when it comes to Orla. Kiloi Kerem, everything's Usser, even the straw, because it doesn't say pre by Kiloi Kerem. What does it say by Kiloi Kerem? Nothing. It doesn't say the word pre. By Orla, it says pre. So Kalipi Orla are Usser. Why? Yossi, because it's Usser because of its, because they're Paris. You follow me? They're only usher because they're payris. Okay, what is Tosus asking? Tosus points out that Zmoros of Kiloi Kerem and of Orla are what? Are mutter. Yes? What does Tosus ask from Sochem? You see that they're usher. But Tosus only presented the kasha by Kiloim. Why doesn't he present the kasha by Orla? You know why? Because Klipi Orla are usher because they're payris. We're not talking about payris and Argamar of Orla. We're talking about Zmoros of Orla. Zmoros of Orla are mutter. But Kiloi Kerem never says in the Chumash pre. It's us or even the kash, even the straw. So Tosus just got through saying the first half of the Tosus, that's Zmoros by Kiloi Kerem is mutter. How do you do with the Gemara Pesachim? You see that the straw of Kiloi Kerem is usher. I want you to get this. That's why Tosus only asks by Kiloi Kerem. He doesn't ask from Orla. Okay, it's a very sharp distinction that the Nachlas Moshe and Rabbeinu Yonah point out. Mike, you follow me?
Yeah.
Klipe Orl are usher because they're Paris, not because they're usher because it's Morris. Pri is only usher by Orla. Rock Pri. Only Pri is usher by Orla. Right? Only Pri is usher by Orla. Not what? Not Eitzim. But by Kiloi Karim, we find this Gemara is eight, and it doesn't say Pri by Kiloi Karim. Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead, Zach. I'm sorry. What's the Teretz? I'm sorry. Second Kasha. Miu. Vamrina Nami Hossam. This is the second Kasha. I'm sorry. I gave it to you inside a look. Go ahead.
Vamrina Nami Hossam. Kilai Karim Ikarim Nesar. Miu. Umiu Halokas.
What do you mean Ikarim Nesar? What does Ikarim mean? What does the word Ikarim mean?
The root.
The root. The root of it, which is the stalk. Right? Not the fruit itself. You see Zmaros Arasar? Second Gemari's dug up. Second Raya that Tosas dug up that Kiloi Kerem is Asar not just by the fruit, but even the what? Even the eights? Even the Zmaros? So that one he quickly answers. Go ahead, Zach. How does he quickly answer? Miu?
Miu Lokasha.
Miu, ha Lokasha. Ha. The second Kasha quickly answers.
Lokasha,
so you don't always have to say Al Rishon, Rishon, Al Achron, Achron, right? The Mishnah Novice. If the answer to the second cash is a quick answer, you'd say it real quick, like Tesis does here. But the first cash remains. Go ahead. Yeah, that's a special cash of custom. It says Zera. Zera tells me that there's a special din. The seed, when it's put in, it's usher. The seed, when it's put in, it's usher. We're going to get to it. We'll get to it. The seed in general tells me that it's usher. Seed in general tells me that it's usher. Go ahead, Zach. But what's left? What are we left with? The first kasha. The Gemara said that oven you got to destroy. Go ahead.
Whoa,
what's the answer?
It was planted together.
It was planted, the whole thing, from the very outset with its roots, was planted with the Zmorus Be'isser. Aval.
That's
what we wrote on the boards. Roim boim. You had the stalks already, the wheat stalks already there. Then you added a grape seed later. It only becomes usher when it grows 1/200th. Kidam repair. Go ahead.
Zroa
uba means it already exists, the stalk. Go ahead. In. It becomes usher. Then it's not usher. Umayri hacha. Oh, and what do we talk about in our very own Gemara? That what? That the branches were already already grown, and you put the seed in there, and it hasn't grown another 1/200th. So the Zmaros remain mutter. But the Peiris, go ahead. The Peiris what? And the Peiris have what? The Peiris have grown. You see, when you have a tree, if a tree has grown its what? If a tree has grown its wood, then in its stalk, then if for it to grow more, it's going to take a long time. Whereas if it's in its, whereas the fruit, which is in the midst of its growing, it can grow real quick. That's exactly what he says. Therefore, the peiros are not usher. What is usher? What is usher? What is usher? The peiros are the ones that are usher. The zmaros are mutter, right? That's our Gemara. Our Gemara, we're looking for a case. Let's get this. It's a beautiful case. We're looking for a case where the Zmaros are Asr. What are we looking for? We're looking for a case where the Zmaros are Mutter and the Peiros are what? Are Asr. Right? That's why it says Havya Chazak and Agamar, referring to the Zmaros. Because it already was well grown, the stalks. Then you put in a stalk of wheat, you put a seed of grape in it. In order for the stalk of wheat to be Asr, it has to grow to 1/200, and it hasn't. But the Peiros grow real quick. So the Mamela is going to be Asr. And it grew real quick in that time. Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, if the stalk's already grown its height, for it to grow 1/200, it's going to take a long time. Whereas as soon as you put the seed in, the fruit's going to grow real quick. So what we've developed in our Gemara scenario is where the peiros are usher and the zmoros are what? Are mutter. So when the Gemara, according to Rabbi Elchanan, says, Havi Chazaka, what is it referring to? The branches. It's referring to the branches. And the Gemara M'sachim, Zach, is referring to what? The Gemara M'sachim, where it says you got to burn down that what? You got to break down the oven? What's it referring to? No, you tell me, Zach. What's it referring to? through a mikara, that you grew the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel together. When it said you did it with the what? The straw of the kilai kerem, the straw of the kilai kerem was grown all together. The wheat and grapes were grown together. That's why I said there are two tracks. There's what we call Zrumi Kar and Zrol Ba. Zrumi Kar is when you put them in together. Zrol Ba means it already existed. So that's the pshat that Taisa suggests in our Gemara. We're talking about a very interesting case where it's a chazaka and the branches are fine because they already existed. The fruit are the ones that are also, we're not referring to fruit, we're referring to the branches. And you did demonstrably use the branch because you fed them to your behemoths. And that was permissible. Oh. What emerges from our Shita of Tosos? What emerges from our Shita of Tosos? What do you say? If I ask you, is wood of Kiloi Kerem Mutter Rasser, what do you say? What would you say? Is there any way that you can Aser Smoros of Kiloi Kerem? Yes or no? Yes! So theoretically, according to Tosos, I want you to get it down. Eitzim could be usher. Eitz gam kein usher. Bikiloi kerem. Just you have to make sure that it's grown what? Either from its very outset, mikara, or if it already grew, it's going to have to grow another 1/200th. But theoretically, the din of what kiloi kerem, eitz gam kein usher bikiloi, if you have if you fulfill the prescription. If it was grown together, or it grew 1/200th. But theoretically, the Isser of Kiloi Kerem does not just apply to the fruit, but it applies to the eights. Oh. The Vilna Gaon, let's get it down, argues. The Vilna Gaon in your day, Simon Reish Sadi Vav Sifkot and Yud, writes, Ein Isser Kilaim al Eitzim el Adavka Ba'atze Tloton. The Vilna Gaon writes, amazing, the Isser of Kilai does not apply to the Eitzin. The Gaon argues. Gaon Omer Ein Isser al Eitz by Kilai. Ein Isser al Eitz except for one thing. Chutz mi Tlatan. What's Tlatan? It's a type of vegetable where the Eitz and the fruit tastes the same. Eitz, upri, arshova. Gemara has that by a few things. By peppers and by the esrog. That the wood and the fruit taste the same. Tlotan is where the eitz and the pri taste the same. The Gaon writes, David, the Isser of Kiloyim is only on what? The fruit, not on eitzim. With one exception called tlotan. Tilton. However you pronounce it, tilton. Tiltum, the eights and pre are shoven. And therefore, according to the Vilna Gaon, Zach, please get this down. What's the Gemara Pesachim talking about when you made a fire up an oven with kash of kiloi kerem and it's usher? How could it be usher? According to the Vilna Gaon, there's no isher kilaim on eights. What's the answer? It's talking about tlotan. That's what the Gaon writes. Get it down. The Gaon says we're talking about tlotan, tiltum. That's the case there. It's talking about tiltum. And the Gaon brings a raya. I want you to get this. Amazing raya. He says, I want to tell you something. I can prove to you in Lumdus that the eights of Kiloi Kerem is mutter. Why? Why was there a need to dig up a special pasuk to usher what? The Zera. Remember we said, Zach, the second kasha Tosas quickly answer? How did Tosas quickly answer the second kasha from the root? Because it says Zera. Why do you need to dig up Zera? Says the Gaon, beautiful. Why would I asser Kiloi Kerem is a wheat and grape combo. Why would I asser the wood and the seed? Because there's something called Tuffel Lepri. What does Tuffel Lepri mean? Anything that's an ancillary to the pre, namely the root or the wood, I would think would be asser. Right? Why would I need to dig up a pasuk to asser the Zera? Vibalt means, and since the Gaon says, that the Gemara digs up a special pasuk to aser the what? The seed? That must mean we don't say the concept of tuffel lepri. Lo omrim tuffel lepri al what? Al kilayim. Lo omrim tuffel lepri al kilayim. Why else would the Gemara need to dig up a pasuk? He says, the Vilna Gaon says, the Tosfos, I don't understand what you're talking about. Tosfos, we pointed out, holds that eitz is usher b'kibayker. You have to fulfill the prescription. Either it was planted together, or either what, it was a stalk already, has to grow another one, 200. But theoretically, you can have iser of eitz. You can have iser of eight, of kibayker on the eitz as well. The Gaon says, no way. The only time you can have is by tiltum. And that's what the Gemara Pesachim was talking about, tiltum. Everything else, there's no iser. He says, the Gaon says, I can prove it to you. Why does the Gemara have to stand on its end and come up with a new pasuk to tell me that Zera is Aser? Why shouldn't it be Aser based on Tafel Lepri? Says the Gaon, it must be, there's no concept of Tafel Lepri. So what ends up being Aser, Michael? The fruit and the root. But the Eitz is not Aser. The Eitzim are not Aser. The seed will be Aser. But the root, the stem itself, the wood itself, that will not be Aser. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So there's, it's very interesting. The Gaon says exactly what Tosfos quotes. The Gaon says, from there I see that there's no Isser on the Eitzin of Kilaikim. It's very fascinating. He says, what you quoted yourself, Tosfos, I think is wrong. I think is wrong. And that's an indicator that only the Zera is a problem. But there's no din of Tafel Lepri. There's no din of Tafel Lepri, the Eitz is going to be okay. What did Tosfos hold? So Tosfos obviously held. Says the Mikdash David. You know what the Mikdash David was? The David Rappaport. The Mikdash David was one of the great Gedolei Achronim. He has a sefer on Kodshim and Zroim called the Mikdash David. It's a great Goyim. And the Mikdash David and Zroim, Simen Samach Aleph Os Zayin. Simen Samach Aleph Os Zayin. Dibur Maskel. Eina. The Mikdash David writes, I can defend Tosfos. Tosfos will say to the Vilna Gaon, what are you talking about? The Zera and the Eitz are two different things. Eitz is, it was grown, it was gut, niskabel be'isser. When you put the seed in, it didn't grow be'isser. There's a fundamental distinction. The Eitz at least grew be'isser. But the seed didn't grow be'isser. That's why the Gemara had to stand on it. Said, they're two different things. One is the seed, one is the Eitz. They're two different concepts. The Vilna Gaon's whole shtickle Torah Raya was that since the Gemara's got to stand on its head and prohibit seeds, that is an indicator that there's no concept of Tafel Lepri, and the Gemara had to dig up a pasuk to Aser Zera, but it must be Eitz is okay. Says the Mikdash David, the Tosfos will respond, what are you talking about? Zera is in left field anyway. Zera is not Gadol Be'isser. The only thing that could ever be Tafel Lepri would be the Eitz. The Zera never is Tafel Be'isser. Therefore, you can't bring a riot from the fact that what? The Gemara needed a special pasuk by Tafel? You follow me? Tafel's in left field. Tafel's a separate category. I mean, Zera's a separate category. Zera's one thing, Eitz is another thing. And Tosfos says, fakert. Tosfos says, your riot is incorrect. Tosfos says, I believe there's an Isser of Eitz when it comes to Kilai Ker. The Gemara needed to dig up a special pasuk because Eitz is Nisgadol B'Isser. But a Zera doesn't grow in Isser. That's why you have to dig up a special mucker to Aser what? Aser the Zera. That's why you need to dig up a special pasuk to Aser the Zera. That's how the Mikdash David is Mastik Tosfos. What emerges even further, guys? What is the crux of this Machlekes? What is the crux of this Machlekes between the Goyim and Tosfos? Beer says the Haaretz V'Tziyuna. The Vilna Gaon viewed the Isser of Kilayim. Please get it. The major Isser is the fruit. The fruit. The Torah asks you to generate a fruit, create a fruit that has this mixture. The Iker, what the Torah asks of Kilayim is on the fruit. That is the Yisod of the Isser. The Yisod of the Isser is what? Is the fruit. So the only way that I would Aser the what? The tree, the Eitz, is based on what? Tafel Lepri. That's the only way that I would view it. Anything else that is what? Not the fruit is considered to be tuffle. Whether it's the eights, whether it's the zera. That's why the Vilna Gaon could bring a riot. By the fact that Torah had to stand on its head and what? Aser zera. That shows there's no din tuffle apri. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Zera is one category. Eights is the other. No. According to the Gaon, the whole major issue is the fruit. Zera and eights are just accessories. They're just subcategories. They're ancillaries. They're just prerequisites to it. That's how the Vilna Gaon was able to bring a raya. Tosis says no. Tosis says the Hagdara of Kilayim is not just the fruit. It's mixtures. 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 If the fruit was a mixture, usser. If the Eitzim are a mixture, usser. The Zera is not a mixture at that point when you put it in. That's why you have to what? Dig up a special pasuk to usser. What emerges, a real fundamental machlokes, I'm just going to write it like this. According to Tosis, it's the Taruvis. It's the Taruvis that's what's usser. According to the Gaon, it's really what? It's really the pre that is considered to be an usser. It's the pre that is considered to be what is the usser. And therefore, anything that would be usser before it would just be out tuffle. And if you find Zera, that's okay. That shows there's no din of tuffle. Oh. And let's just close with the following point. With the Rosh. There's a Rosh on a Mishnah in Kilayim that I wanted you to see. The Rosh in Kilayim in Pirik Zion Mishnah Zion. You know, on the Mishnayos and Zeroyim, you have the Rama on one side, the Rosh on the other. And the Mishnah in Kilayim, Pirik Zion Mishnah Zion points out the following, that Kilayim is usher only at a certain growth. For example, when it reaches Shlish, Shetashlish, the Anovim, when it reaches a Kapul HaLavan, the Mishnah lists off Shiurim when something becomes usher Kilay Kerem, the mixture of the grape and fruit. Okay? Like I said, for the Tvuas Mishetashlish, from the Anovim, when it becomes a Kapul HaLavan. Ask the Rosh, what do you need these Shiurim for? Why on earth do you need these shiurim? He says, these shiurim, the eights is also usher by kilayim. The eights are also in the kilayim. They should be what? You shouldn't need any shiurim. Am I being in shiurim elu? Habi kilayim gam eights nesar. V'anam lefnei kful lavel agar mi eights. Let's say have the smallest grape in the world. If the eights is usher, if the eights is usher, so the littlest grape should be usher. You got the kasher? So the Rosh says, let's finish this a little bit. We got to finish it. The Rosh is a chiddush. The Rosh says the eights only becomes usser after there is what? I want you to get this down. The Rosh says the eights only becomes usser after there's a growth of a size of a fruit that's a legitimate size. Eights, right. Rock, yeah, it's kind of like the Mefreya. Rock usser acharei gidul shir bepri. Yeah, a little bit of the Mefreya. But what does that show to you? What's the lumdus, Yossi? That the Rosh holds the ace is usher only as a what? It's usher as a tuffle of pre. Once the pre is developed, then it can have a tuffle. The Gaon is saying exactly against the Rosh. The Gaon is saying you Rosh are wrong. According to the Gaon, the ace would be usher long before the growth of the fruit. No, the Gaon is saying the Rosh is wrong. It's not usher mitafel pri. The Gaon is saying the eights is what? Eights is mutter. Eights is mutter according to the Gaon. Remember we said that? What was the Gaon's whole raya? Again, what was Tosha Shita? Yossi, what was Tosha Shita? Eights is usher by Kilayim. Yes? If you fulfill the prescriptions. The Gaon said no, eights is mutter. The only thing that's usher by eights is tilton, right? That was the case. So what was the raya of the Gaon? Why did the Gemara have to dig up a pasuk for Zera? Because I would have thought that what? I know the pre's usher. I would have thought the eights and the Zera would be usher out of Tafel of Pri. By the fact that the Gemara digs up a special pasuk for Zera, must be there is no din of Tafel of Pri on Kilayim. That means the eights are mutter. So the Rosh says that the eights is usher only after the growth of the fruit. Once it's growth of the fruit, like you said, it's kind of like Lamafreya, then it becomes tough Lapri. The Gaon says no. The Gaon says you're wrong, Rosh. Eitz is mutter. The Eitz is mutter. That's why you need the Shurim. You know what I'm saying? What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah lists off Shurim. Frek the Rosh. What do you need Shurim for the growth of the fruit? Eitz is usher anyway. So Rosh stands on his head and says, what? That the Eitz is only usher when the fruit reaches its fruit. According to the Gaon, there's Eitz is not usher. So you can't even ask the kasher. Of course you need a shear when the fruit is usher. The only thing that's usher is the fruit. The fruit and also the seed. We're not talking about the seed though. So it comes out that the Gaon is coming, saying that the Rosh is wrong. He's coming against the Rosh. The Rosh Hashanah can say, like, our Tosfos, the Eitz is Usser, but the Eitz is Usser midin Tufel. They're going to say that whole thing is wrong. That's why you need a Shia. Okay, I'm sorry we went over. We'll continue tomorrow, B'ezus Hashem. There's a lot more we got to do with the Rambams. Okay. We got to do a Halacha too. Okay, let's have a minute. Tomorrow we have early 3:11. Well, you're not smooth.